with the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com on KVDR The Tornado, I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. As North Dakota ducks gather for their annual migration south, the Game and Fish Department says it's seeing an increase in avian influenza cases. Charlie Bonson is wildlife veterinarian for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department.
We're not having, widespread die-offs like we saw last spring. But we are having some ducks, dead ducks found that are testing positive. There's also been some surveillance, just live animals that have been tested, and a portion of those are coming back positive as well. So for the time being, it looks like this particular, strain of concern that was around last spring is still maintained in our waterfowl now.
Bonson says the scientific community is not sure how many birds are infected with avian influenza versus how many are actually dying from the disease. He thinks it's possible that a large number of ducks are infected with the virus, but they're not seeing many sick or dead ducks.
Would definitely advise anybody with backyard flocks to start thinking really hard about what we call biosecurity again. So really limiting any kind of contact that that your birds might have with wild waterfowl, and also thinking about, keeping clothing and boots clean that, you might be wearing in the field. You want to use separate set of boots and coveralls and so on when you come into contact with your domestic birds.
Bonson asks the public to report sick or dead waterfowl to Game and Fish. There is little indication that an 18-year-old who died from being struck by an SUV in North Dakota was a political extremist like the driver claimed. Investigators say none of the witnesses they've interviewed support the idea there was a political argument beforehand. Shannon Brand struck Kaylor Ellingson with his vehicle on September 18th in McHenry. A family friend said the teen wasn't active in politics. Court documents said Brand told a 911 dispatcher he felt threatened after having a political argument with Ellingson, and he believed the teen was part of a, quote, Republican extremist group. North Dakota Highway Patrol Captain Brian Neewin says authorities have talked to dozens of witnesses and the confrontation doesn't appear political at all. That's a check of your news on KDDR The Tornado. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.